From St. Paul, that translated Shalom Aleichem.
Francis
Butwin. Uh-huh. Yeah, she, what the heck is his name? He's the editor of...
A little fella, yeah.
Can't think of
his name.
Oh.
In Meredale, you'll sit here. If you'll sit here, I'll sit.
Can I sit here because I have to sit next to this?
Sure. You sit here. Good. Go ahead. Well, then I'm...
Then, 1910, and I stayed till the 22, when I came here.
Did you two come from the same district?
So you came from... No. Mm-mm. You come from the Ukraine?
Ukraine, yeah.
What?
Badechev, Kiev, Lubyana. Yeah.
I know. It's not far from us.
Yeah.
Well, it isn't far
from us. I come from Podolia, Lubyana.
That's fine.
I mean, Sarah must have told you.
That's fine, yeah. So,
you were a friend of his sister, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, they all knew my sister.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I was in Los Angeles 2 years ago. It was 2 years in June. And I spent quite a bit of time with her. I saw Pauline.
So you didn't finish your...
No, I will now. Yeah.
You want a little bit?
Now I have a little bit.
I saw Pauline there.
You want tomato juice?
Oh, Pauline, yeah.
Pauline. You want tomato juice?
Tomato juice, I'll take a little, yeah. And that's
Pauline. Pauline's son is getting married.
Shall I pass it? You want me to pass it on?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Pauline's
want tomato
son
juice?
Is getting married.
No, I'll just have his
son. Nice, he graduated.
Yeah. He must have, you know. Shimrinov, just like I see him, you know, his name, his wife.
Yeah. Still remember them.
Well, isn't that something?
Yeah,
it's frightening.
The same. Well, after all, you've been away for so long, and you don't come and come.
No, but I remember most of the people. But him, I totally just blank, you know.
And then you saw him.
All of a sudden, no connection whatsoever, Meridal. We're sitting in the house and we had company. No relation to what we were talking or discussing. All of a sudden, the guy's in front of me, his name, his occupation, his wife.
I had to get together at my house a week ago Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And we raised some money for the couture. For the Yiddish culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the Yikur,
the
used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So you raised $150. I'm telling you, it's such a dear amount. I was so surprised. For the schools, for the papers. Not for the fire this time, but for the culture. So, was quite a number of people.
No, I got that. Do you really think we'll devour all this stuff? I'm getting
connected to
I'm frightened when I see so many things.
Uh-huh. Or you connected to the...
You're not using that, are you?
No. But you knew how to connect.
I'm an old electrician.
Help yourself.
So you don't live in New York.
Yeah.
Get right in New York.
Right in New York, in the village. In the heart of New York.
Well, that's the Greenwich Village.
Greenwich Village, yeah. That's the heart.
I've never been in New York.
Most wonderful place to live in.
Yeah.
The most wonderful place in the world, I would say.
You are in the center of the world when you live there.
You bet. Within a block, small block, we find ourselves in a little park where you can hear any language in the world spoken there.
That's my part of man.
any food in the world.
Any food in the world is around our place. Mm-hmm. Within a half a block, we can do anything you want.
Well, if I go this time, I'm going to find visitors. I went to the United Nations last time. That impressed me very much.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
It wasn't a session there, it was Easter time. You know, I had my brother and sister from England 2 years ago, older than my own.
To go to Warsaw, once I used to go to some other place.
Yeah.
And of course, for him, Berdichev and Warsaw were the most beautiful cities because they were stacked with Jewish people.
Yeah.
What did your family do?
My family was a, my father was a teacher, Jewish teacher.
Mm-hmm.
No, Yiddish.
Malamed.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what a Malamed is?
Mm-hmm.
I read about the Malamed in Shalom Aleichem, but I
don't find.
Just what it was.
Because you see, years ago they didn't have any trades. And my parents weren't originally from Berdichev. They were from Dibne. Dibne, Kremene, all the small cities. So I guess that during the last time, if you didn't want to serve...
Come and eat.
If you didn't want to serve the army, you got yourself a passport. I don't know, Turkish passport?
Yeah.
They used to do it. They used to try and escape. They didn't want to go for the South. So.
Just like my father did it to me and to Sarah. To me, I understand it, but to Sarah, Sarah was flabbergasted. She thought that she was ready 2 or 3 years ago for pension. But she discovered she was not eligible.
According to the
papers, yeah.
Mm.
Well, he liked my age. It was understandable. You know, he was leaving. I was supposed to follow him.
Hello.
Hi, Schwartz.
Yeah, just in time.
Well, I can celebrate with you anyway.
You can.
Why not?
I can eat, but...
isn't that a celebration?
I don't need your food.
I have salad for you.
Huh?
I have salad for you and take your food.
He's on a salted diet.
Non-salt?
He can't eat anything with salt.
Oh, uh-huh.
So do you see Hilbert today or something? You bump into him?
Oh, yeah, I bumped into him on the street, but I never have an occasion to talk to him. I once made an attempt, and I wasn't
nice
successful.
And
I don't know why he evaded me.
Well,
I see him a couple of times a week. You know, I meet him on the street.
Yeah.
He goes home or he goes from home.
Mm-hmm. What, where you live there? You live in an apartment?
An apartment.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Not
five
flight.
Flights up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be able to get up there to see you
I'll
pretty
help
soon.
It'll be a good way because you lose weight.
Yeah, that's right. I'll have to get very thin and I can come up
at
the window.
Here's your salad. Oh, yeah, you have a salad in there. Yeah.
Now,
you
want to
put down your the butter on it before it gets cold?
I'm going to California.
Practically the first year.
About the same age, huh?
Yeah, the same year since we, Well, I don't mean day school, we were already growing up.
Night school.
Night school, they had the day school.
Is that delicious? Mm-hmm. That's out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Potato.
Mm-hmm. Which is the smallest one?
This is the smallest, yeah.
This one, it's too big for me.
You wanna be
potato?
What do you season it with? Just a... What do you season it with, Celia? Just salt?
Butter and salt and pepper.
Thank you.
Mm, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it should be. It's just a steak ground up.
Yeah, okay.
What did you do when you came here? Did you go to, how did you learn English? Night school you went to?
Here and there.
Here and there.
what I don't know. See, at the age when I came to England, if I would have come to the United States, I really would have accomplished something. But in England I couldn't get there.
You care for the coffee right now?
No, no.
Oh, I forgot.
Sit down.
Give you a breakfast and lunch and dinner all in one.
All in one. Well, that is her peculiarity, yeah. Even if as far back as I can remember.
Yeah. You mean you would have, how long were you in England then?
I was in England about 10, 12 years.
Oh, then you had to start all over again when you came.
I knew the language.
You made the milk.
How come you came to Minneapolis? Did you have relatives?
Will you please put it on that, on this?
My husband was here.
Sit down, I'll pick it up.
Yeah.
Oh, your husband was here first. Oh.
Yeah.
Onions.
Mmm, that I love. That I really do.
I nearly forgot.
Okay, that's enough, thank you.
But don't give me too much.
I haven't got anything.
That's all, that's enough,
Enough for me.
What is too much?
You want a little bit more?
Sure. I always eat too much.
All right.
Oh, well.
Oh, I haven't got a cough.
Yeah, you began two lives over again.
Just as us.
Where did you come from?
She's a little twack.
Oh, she is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I must tell you. You know who I met in New York about a year and a half ago? Maybe not that
far. Mark, you sit down here and I'll see you. Yeah, that's right.
Rose Siegel.
Oh, yeah, she's in New York.
Siegel, Mr. Siegel is dead.
Yeah, I know. I know. She told me all about him.
Yeah. Who?
Rose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rose Siegel, yeah, she's in New York. She's.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw Rose Siegel in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Mrs.
The funniest way I met her is something which I can never understand, how things go inside. So I suppose nature is placing it in his own fabulous way that you meet this person, that person.
Seems like it.
I was rushing to a meeting.
Very well done. Very well done.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And I had to prepare myself, and I couldn't do it in any place, you know. Around the union offices, they have these special little restaurants that have special booths, you know. Mm-hmm. Or special little rooms for a committee of two or five.
If anyone wants more, I have more.
Mm-hmm.
I have. You're welcome.
I don't see you eat.
Now, how's about coffee?
After you eat.
You want the coffee right now?
Mm-hmm.
I have the coffee. I have to take out your cup, that's all.
Good.
Later.
I'll give you your cup.
Good.
So,
careful with washing dishes.
So I come into the dairy and I talk to the guy and tells me I can go into that little room. As I walk through the tables, she sits there just as big as daylight, you know. At first I couldn't believe it because she was, you know, she's teaching in university. University is only about
excellent.
Oh, a block and a half away from there. So she rushes in between classes and liking occasionally Jewish food, so she runs into this just as much as I do. And all of a sudden she picked her head up and she looked at me and she just gasped, you know, just like this, because she couldn't put down her paper. So I forgot already about my preparation to the meeting. And we spent the whole evening together, and she took me up to the union office.
But you
she was going, we had a provisional conference, and I was to report on the educational part of it.
Oh, the union.
Yeah. And we had that meeting for the first time in, I don't know, 4 or 5 years or maybe more.
Did you ride a car here?
No.
That's the whole thing for mm-hmm.
A car. People that have cars in New York are crazy.
You can't park them.
Now, please, have another one.
Mm-mm.
Huh?
Nope.
You wanna... Well, not yet.
Not yet, okay. Help yourself.
Now, don't feel insulted, Mrs. Schwartz.
Yes, right here. I'm going to take out the cups
sure.
for the coffee in case
no,
you
no,
want
you it. We want to talk. We want to talk to you now.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do for the next 15 minutes.
Yeah.
See? Relax. You haven't eaten your salad. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to eat your salad?
You got salad there.
Or you took from over there?
No, I didn't.
Occasionally I do.
Oh, this is Maurice's. He put it over here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He'll leave it. You leave it.
I'll eat some of it.
Go on and I'll bring it
you. No. Hope you don't know. I don't care about it.
When I see people like that in New York, I get a funny feeling. I mean, you know, I get disassociated or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I am.
The very first time I was in Los Angeles, I looked up some girlfriends of mine that I lost contact for about 20 years. And they married, and I didn't know their married names.
Uh-huh. How'd you find them?
Well, I knew they had a brother there. I knew his name, Miller. And in Los Angeles, Miller. My goodness, you kept lots calling.
I had two funny experiences, one in San Francisco and one in Los Angeles. Frank Green, or Maury Green, as we know him. Mm-hmm. I came in that day when there was a communication strike. No buses, no taxis, nothing. So Frank said, don't worry, I got a car, Eunice got a car. You want to go places, I'll take you and wait for you, or you'll wait for me. I mean, we'll have to make the best. So he took me off to local 102, and I remained, and then a couple hours later he came and he said, where do you want to go next? So I told him. He said, well, I'll tell you, I have to make a stop someplace, and from there I'll take you to your place, and while you are there I'll go to another place and pick you up later, which was all right with me. Then on the way he said to me, I have to stop before we, it's on the way, he said to the guy that he was going, or to the shop that he was going. There's a little guy, he says, I always like to say hello to him. He's sort of a little cripple. I didn't pay much attention, okay. But then it dawned on me the name. I said, did you say, He said, yes, I did. Why? I said, has he got a sister, Toby? He said, yes. I said, is he long in here? He said, no, only about 7 or 8 years. So I said, well, I wonder if this is the same guy from Chicago that I knew. Sure enough, Frank walks in, I walk behind him, and that little guy gets up.
Here was your car, and there was the coffee.
Yes, yes.
Help
yes.
yourself. You want coffee? You want coffee? Huh?
It'll be later.
Lay there.
I go behind Frank, you know, and all of a sudden the guy looked at me.
Yeah, put on the car, put
and
in
he collapses.
The coffee. You want, if Wait. You like to have your coffee now, you can have it.
Mm-hmm.
Here was,
May I?
Okay, please.
Married off? Oh, no, leave it there. I thought it was on the other side.
So you knew him here, this one?
Huh?
You knew
I knew him in Chicago.
Oh.
See, well, we lived in the You came to visit us when we lived in the on the south side near the mills.
Uh-huh.
No,
thank
you.
No cream, it's milk.
Good.
It's milk.
That's what I want. Oh, thank you.
The guy actually collapsed.
Oh.
And see, I was in charge of his section then, and I stayed with his sister,
mm-hmm.
who was married then to a different guy.
But who was the person that you went to see that fainted?
That's the little guy. This is the little guy, a worker. He used to be a worker and he used to be exploited.
You have to let
and he was afraid to establish a little business for himself because... People will say that he's an exploiter or he's a bourgeois. I was the one that convinced him that there's nothing wrong in it. It took us a long time to convince him. So that's one experience. Then when I came to San Francisco, I had to see Bill Schneiderman. I didn't know that Malka was living there.
Yeah. You want another napkin? I've got a large one.
Oh, I got plenty.
A large napkin.
So I talked to Deborah and we manipulate. How will we call? So can call from your house.
Deborah's my daughter.
Mm-hmm. So we worked out a plan. We call, nobody answered. So Deborah says, well, Maurice, we're going to get to take a drive anyway. So we'll stop by and we'll just ring the bell.
At Schneiderman.
At Schneiderman's, yeah. So nobody home. So we reason, well, maybe the people are working and maybe around 6, 7 o'clock they'll be home. So we do come
in
back.
San Francisco?
Yeah. So we do come back at that time and we see a light. Well, somebody is home. I run up and ring the bell, and I recognized Malka's voice immediately.
Mm-hmm.
She murmured something, which I couldn't understand, but I knew it was her. And then she said,
Malka, that's a beautiful name.
Mm-hmm. Then she said, why do you have to be so formal? Just open the door and come in. I was shocked. I didn't know what to say.
But she didn't know whom she was talking to.
No, she didn't. And finally she came to the door, and I walk in. And she sees me, and she falls on my shoulder, breaks her nose, and breaks her glasses. And I yelled immediately to Deborah. And Deborah ran up, you know, she was excited. She didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do.
She broke her glasses.
Broke her glasses. Put her on the sofa, and then right after this, another guy came in. She thought that that was the guy that was coming in, you know, and he was their family doctor and also progressive guy.
Oh, it's a shock.
Did you want that,
it is.
Did you want that dressing for your salad?
No, I have some here. I'm just using it up.
Although she said that she knew about it because when I was there, when I was in Los Angeles, I saw the Shragoviches.
Oh.
And Sonia told me that she was
years
writing.
How many since you saw, since you was in Alcala in Los Angeles?
He was
2 years
right
ago.
After I was there.
Hmm?
2 years ago.
2 years? Oh,
mm-hmm. Right, because Mitchell said you weren't sure whether you were coming.
Mm-hmm.
She expected
mm-hmm.
you. And I went into a place there, like here, like Brochens. You know.
Brochens.
Neither of you know. They have a place that they sell all kosher, delicatessen stuff.
Used to be Malkov, no?
No, see, Brochens was right on Olsen, well now it's Olsen Highway, but it's a 6th Avenue Linde, right in the corner. A little guy.
6th Avenue and Olsen?
Olsen, well, at that time it was 6th Avenue and Linde, right in the corner.
Oh,
now
oh,
it's
yeah.
Olsen Highway. So they moved
would
out
the sugar
from
Plymouth.
Well, in Plymouth now.
Hi there.
What do you
want? Thank you.
I thought it was on Plymouth.
He's in Plymouth now. He's on
Plymouth.
Oh.
Now he's in Plymouth, but years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell him, maybe you don't remember.
Oh. Uh-huh.
No,
time,
I don't remember that.
That time it
Morris,
was on...
you want another piece of meat?
No, no, thank you. Thank you.
Do you want another piece of meat?
Thank you.
Do you want another piece?
I have one on my white bread.
Yeah,
though.
Well, all right. Can you help yourself?
Are they all the same? Is this
yeah,
the
same now, one? Now it's the same. Right.
I had the same experience with Bill Haeckel out of that story, you know, when I called him up and he was, of course, I knew that he would be cautious and he wouldn't try to recognize me, which is a proper thing. But he couldn't sleep the whole night, you know.
To remember the voice?
No, it came to him, you know,
oh,
and he didn't know where I was.
Oh.
But I did tell him Deborah, you know, and I suppose he did.
Hammock, you know, that you get in and it has you zip it up and no flies or mosquitoes.
Oh.
I sleep outdoors in the backyard.
How about your face?
You're inside.
Yeah, you're inside.
Hammock.
You're going closed.
You know, they made them for the war in the jungle.
Yeah.
You know,
it
for the army.
It took us 45 years to get that home.
Well,
I never dreamed
made,
about having my old age
like
home.
Yeah,
home.
Yeah, like a netting.
So you enjoy it.
We
but it's a stronger.
You have the right
fabric
to enjoy.
Nobody worked on that. Our 20 fingers. Nobody else.
20 fingers?
Our own work.
We built this house with 20 fingers.
My hands.
45
oh,
years.
Hands. Which is it?
45 years more. It took us to have that home.
And
a
you certainly are entitled.
And a car.
And entitled.
Oh, we worked very hard on it. No workers did we. Nobody
do,
has nobody has a part in it. I feel my conscience is very, very
clear. Huh?
Very clear. I always pay good. Whoever works for me.
Yeah. I sometimes look at the city, you know. You forget about it when you see a big city that it was made by
whom?
By hands. I mean, even the cement blocks and the riveting.
Not even.
Well, I mean, you think everything is
show
mechanical now.
Show me one article
now.
That it isn't made by human hands.
Well, you think it? People think that a building is made by some mechanical thing, you know.
Do you care for coffee?
Workers stand up there
coffee
with those rivets.
You please pass me the coffee. Yeah.
Sure. I'll put it here and you pick it up.
Tell about some of the early struggles in Minneapolis that you all were in.
Mm.
You all were in... In the same union, or were you in different unions?
No, in different unions.
My husband even helped to organize the baker.
Mm-hmm.
So you
baker?
Know, yeah, all the baker. So they used to sit in the back playing poker, and he would go around with a sandwich board from the front picketing. You remember that?
I remember, sure.
I still have pictures.
What was the name of the bakery that you
all
were picketing?
Bakeries.
No,
Lincoln,
but on the north side, especially.
Lincoln and the north
Northside
side.
Bakery?
Northside Bakery,
yeah,
what's the name?
Sure.
At that time, it wasn't the Northside Bakery. It was something else.
No.
What would you
always
do? How would you feel if you would go out in the Northside and visit old timers? How would you feel if a nutty comes across you?
Nothing. As a matter of fact, I would like to see her, but I know it's not going to work.
She's going to make you miserable.
She can't make me more miserable. She can't do that to me, but I know she is going
well,
to do it.
Well, she can fall on you.
Yeah.
I know it.
Yeah.
I know
it.
Well, after all, now that you're divorced, there is nothing that you can do. I don't know. It wouldn't be a wise thing to do, you see.
Well, there are many things that weren't wise then.
After
she did it,
all,
and,
you bettered yourself. Your life was a betterment. And for here, it wasn't. So after all, I can you both have the same feeling?
It's a shame, though, that two people can't be friends after
I used
a
to
long
talk
life,
to her that way.
You know?
I used to beg her and plead her, why is it necessary to become enemies? Why?
Well,
it's hard to tell, you know. I came to Nevyaski's daughter's wedding. And I came just on purpose to see what is his name?
Reuben.
Reuben. So Reuben wasn't there. I was terribly disappointed. Mm-hmm. He was with a couple of days before, and just to the wedding, when he discovered he will not be permitted to take her to the chuppah. You know,
well,
it was
not?
a real formal big wedding. Oh, uh-huh. A very big wedding. So her brother took his place.
Fanny's brother
mm-hmm. took his place. So I was so terribly disappointed. But I kept on asking questions. Well,
Helene. Schober.
Oberman, no. Yeah. What is her name?
Helene.
Huh? Helene Oberman says, he well deserved it. Well, I says, I do not believe in occasions like that to take, how do you explain
revenge
in English? Revenge. Hmm? I do not believe in that. Well, it's gone, and at that moment, human feeling people can compromise at least for that short of a time in... And after all, he paid for the wedding. Reuben paid for the all expenses. That's what Pearl told me.
I don't know.
That's what Pearl told me. And after all, he was supporting them.
Mm-hmm.
This person should be intelligent enough and reasonable to give him that few minutes, moments, pleasure there. Well,
is that his daughter getting married?
Yeah. No, his daughter, yeah.
Right. Well, is that an explanation right now?
Huh?
She's Jewish. According to Jewish religion, they can come together, if you ask me.
No, what's the matter
all
with
you? All right, I'm telling you. According to Jewish religion, when they are divorced, they can be together.
They can't talk together. They're not divorced. He gave her $5,000 and she gave him a divorce.
I know that.
I didn't know that.
She is religious right today.
$5,000.
Yeah, I know she was.
She is religious. She won't eat here.
Yeah, $5,000 he gave her.
That's all.
She won't eat nowhere. Last of kosher. So
I remember it used to be that
so
way.
I don't blame
but
it.
You
used to ask me questions last year.
Well, anyway,
I remember
Moses.
I knew about it. Mario wrote me
about it. It wasn't mixed in with any religious.
Yeah.
It was just mixed in revenge. That's all.
Well, all right.
Well, it's a very deep
Well, whatever
thing,
it is,
well,
whatever.
I'm telling you what it is. Don't take care
very
of it.
Very deep feeling.
I heard that the children themselves didn't want it. It's not so much to
Well.
The daughter that he wanted.
She was talking to him.
I think that he shouldn't have expected to take first place. If he was be at the wedding, he should have been satisfied. I think so.
Oh. Well, he wanted to give the bride away.
Yeah,
or
something like that.
Then I don't have to be by the wedding.
Well, anyway, that's it. So I was so terribly disappointed, and I didn't enjoy the wedding at all.
No,
not at all.
It's all right.
Because I personally do not believe, of course, you know, you can never tell more.
Somebody else's feelings.
No one of us can tell. What do you think? I would do this and I would do that before you come to that moment.
No.
The feeling overrules you.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
I'm talking about
business.
Just by normal circumstances.
I'll take it as granted.
If
that's
I would be in that case, if I would be in her shoes, I would make everything I'll forget of that moment.
And I
would give him as a father and human feeling, I would give him that pleasure.
I feel if I would. Just a minute, please. I'm talking. Just leave me alone. All right.
That's the way I feel. I see, not every individual are the same, you know, maybe I'm an exception.
Well, many people told me I'm an exception in many ways. Well, maybe I'm an exception in this
way. That doesn't prove that you would be already like
so,
that.
You
no,
know,
if it happens to
in a case, well, I meet people. I meet people, they got the worse. They have no bad feeling one for the other. That's all. They dislike each other.
If they both made good, one wasn't hurt more than the other, it could happen. But
Things. But that's exactly, I think I would feel, because I have
okay,
a character.
That's
well, I do not forget, but I do remember things. But I do not, forget. I do not forget, but I forgive.
What is in the individual?
You're not talking about the
individual.
You're talking
about the
individual. Listen, leave
it. On a maker general.
Yeah, I'm all through.
This is an especially. This is especially. It's only one.
When did you get here? I tried to get
general is all. Everybody is the same.
Well, nobody answered or the lime was
If one
first
person
the
that's been 50, she won't did, would you make a general?
But you've been
he can see right here. Huh?
Your mother.
I don't think you do.
Your mother.
That's fine.
No, he's
yeah.
Listen, your mother used to call him.
Was
yeah.
Last year?
No, I was there 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, who told him you were there? I didn't see you. Oh, he's just talking about.
We none of us can eat the coffee.
Not now.
Later.
All right. So now.
I'm going to enjoy it now. I'm not going to get up again.
You want somebody to come in? I'll get before you get here.
Now, I wanted to tell you. Now we are coming. Well, it's individually and generally. Two different.
So
individuals,
house,
entirely two different. And at the same time, we are 45 years married. And I hope if the dead will not separate us, so we'll be still married.
Tuesday, I want to stop up.
And entirely different.
Just before
that's a bit
I
married.
I have
yeah.
To see
how's that?
Somebody.
How's that workable?
Where did you meet? Where did you two meet?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Paul. Huh?
You don't know?
We meet about then.
Say in Minneapolis, in St. Paul? Minneapolis.
Yeah,
Minneapolis, on corner Aldrich and...
On the corner?
Yeah, yeah. That's
not where I'm traditional.
That was a...
To meet on the corner.
No, that was a dance hall.
As a what?
A dance hall.
Oh, dance hall.
Yeah,
for Lisa's picture.
Huh?
It was here on the table someplace.
Your daughter's picture?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pick it up?
No,
I didn't.
I must
be
there
someplace.
Not here.
Oh, you must have.
You
didn't.
Well,
it
must be under
the table, maybe.
No, I think you picked it up.
No.
Who, me?
You'll find it.
Oh,
here it is. Well, I'll tell you, if we are all through
no,
the pool,
in the play.
I'll tell you
oh.
What you
oh.
Do. I'll take off the food because I don't like it.
Let me help you.
No.
But
she goes up
to
the
I'll just
say
take
in
the bread. Are you through with the bread?
I got my much more.
Oh, you
left
you see, we are 45 years met. I haven't changed nothing. She changed a whole lot.
She changed.
Yeah.
Well, from here on.
You can't be the same as you were on the corner.
3-4 years, she changed herself. That's where the trouble comes in. No, no trouble yet.
You mean to say I changed?
I don't change.
You
my
did
the same. I sleep
did
the same.
I change?
You can't
did
be the same as you were on that corner at that dance hall.
Same thing.
Absolutely
new
same.
New change.
And from
you
here
didn't think
no change.
He does not believe in that. No.
New change of any kind.
To see our
oh, you changed
he doesn't even want
huh?
To change his
physically.
Breakfast.
No, I visit.
You look the same as you did then?
He eats breakfast. A piece of toast.
He's married.
And
I didn't get tired of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's three stars, she wants to change everything.
She, a piece of toast, yeah. Jelly in a bottle with milk.
Yeah.
She no, no, coffee. No
you
coffee.
Like it, just like
so
it.
So if I get, and I like to change food.
Where'd you get this house, though? You change.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Oh, yes.
I wasn't part of anything.
You would have been
right? I could have lived in Aldrich Avenue as far as I go.
Yeah, he could have lived there. Of course, you wanted to take in some of the Hilsett race. Do me a favor.
Which is this you got to
take in whatever we are not using it anymore.
But I think you might use the coffee.
Or maybe beginning of next week.
You can,
I'll keep my coffee.
You can always
I'll keep my coffee, and I wanted to have a little bit of coffee.
I think Maurice will drink his coffee. What now?
Maurice, did you have coffee?
I certainly did.
He better keep his cup, or he'll want some more. Is this his cup?
And it was very, very delicious.
This is his cup.
What do you mean, eh?
Plain, plain food.
If anybody does any work, he likes to know whether it's good.
No, I knew the meat was very tasty. I knew the meat was very tasty. I couldn't wish anything better.
Huh?
I couldn't wish anything better. You know, sometimes it didn't go, it used to come out so good.
Maybe
I can buy it.
You go and buy it to my to my nephew, St. Paul.
You want a half a bushel?
And he made this
maybe
meat. It was just delicious. So I asked him how he does it, and I
do
it just right.
Yeah.
And it comes out the second time. Oh, do me a favor, taste a piece of meat.
That time.
Well, right back, Sila, I'm so full. I don't even know what it tastes like. I'm so
full.
So we are over an hour and
later. We made 3 jars for him.
Here's a tray and take
him. And 12 jars for me.
So I wanted to bring you out.
You see, for me, I don't
feel
that.
So tell me about yourself. I
have a bushel. Yeah, that's not enough.
I have four children.
The mixture.
No, no, in the corner.
The
fruit man.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
That's
interesting. Could have gotten it. He had it, but I don't know if he got it.
Meaning?
That
that's where everybody grows.
See, I don't want to buy for the jar.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
You don't grow from the people who are alike. You grow from differences.
You see, if he wouldn't have no trouble
with the
flies,
because
we wanted to see them in talk.
I don't care.
So
I flush
the dishes.
I they got this in papers and they can't
so
see
now,
me in
now,
the States. I don't, I'm not going to
know maybe
they got their papers.
And I don't care if they're from a man, they are still all right.
That's what I feel about mosquitoes. Everybody gets so excited about mosquitoes.
Huh?
So I've the cups out
there just like it is. You're not
invited.
The female that bites
well,
you,
cups
know,
here.
As a mosquito. She has to have blood in order to lay eggs.
Yeah.
So I don't begrudge her a little blood, you know. Let her have it.
You can take in the biscuit.
Hours and then I stop. Just keep your heart in your hand all the time because the winding roads and the beauty is just unbelievable.
Same everything.
In the campaign
form.
Oh, I'll never forget that evening that the Labor Lyceum was just filled up. You remember that evening that everybody was standing on pins and needles and telephone was busy in Shire. What happened to Shire?
Shire's still in New York working for the fall. In Chicago working for the fall.
Oh, wonderful. I just got a gas farm and it's doing wonderful.
I haven't seen him in years. As a matter of fact, I think I saw him since he left.
When I was in Chicago,
he's got a summer home there by the lake
and
some of them are just talking.
No.
Oh, from working for Forward?
Summer?
No, he hasn't. He goes to the Workman's Circle every summer.
He has a home there. You talk to Mrs.
Watts. And they have a little cabin there that they use, not a home. Just like a summer cabin at the...
No, sir,
and they work, they
in Chicago or in New York?
In Chicago.
The workman's circle's got a big camp.
Oh.
So every summer they go there.
Is that the Lincoln Camp? Is that the... They used to call it Lincoln Camp?
I don't know which one is where it is. I've never been there. And we...
That is not a pleasurable way of life. But if I would do it different in separations or this, that would be still worse. So you go on like that.
He's a good fellow. He's a good fellow. Oh, yeah.
Well,
he does not believe in progress.
He's the theoretical stuff.
He just enjoys what it is.
Yeah, and I enjoy it, but...
He had a son from his first
go
wife
with my,
who lives in Rochester.
Way
in
of life when he goes with his way
and,
of life when he
just came out of prison.
And that's all.
And his son used to have... Well, the same thing with Philip. And Philip, when his boss came to hire him, and that is a plant which guards are all over, you know. Not a huge plant, but 500-600 people working there. He thought that before the boss makes his final conclusion that he should know who he is. While it's true he's not active and he doesn't believe, disassociated, but so he told them. Well, to Philip's surprise, one of the bosses told him I used to be too. That is the cutest thing he's had about. I think we are both in a predicament, because if they come to you, they'll have to come to me.
And he was the boss.
And he was the boss. I'll stand by you, he said. They did. They did inquire at the job. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. As soon as I came in once, he...
Are you drinking your coffee?
He wanted to make a call to Ethel.
Is it too hot here? I think it's cooler inside.
Is it?
I think it's cooler inside. Because
Well,
sun
I don't know how it is outside.
The sun, the sun comes in this side in the afternoon, but this time. I think in the porch it's cooler.
Maybe you don't. Excuse me, don't have no sun. At least there's no flies there.
There's no flies. Come in inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
And everything in front. The world has everything in front. Yeah, I don't know, you can get awfully serious when you're young.
Some.
Doesn't last long.
At all. Well, it depends on the...
Well, you're more idealistic.
You know...
You haven't got the time to become too serious.
I like the philosopher. I was wondering lots of times about these big families that the young people are having.
Aren't they?
And I was comparing with our lives. And I was wondering, I wonder if that hasn't got something to do with that they haven't got anything else that's really to keep them very interested in their lives that they're letting it out to their children to be busy with the children.
There was a lot of us trouble.
Yeah.
An economic struggle.
Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, I think
especially
that,
those that came over.
You contributed an awful lot at that time.
We started to achieve what the young people have now,
in there, you have to work for a better man, and also not to lose
what they have.
But I often wonder what is the purpose of having, I mean, besides the pleasure of having the children and actually of the children. But why does there have to be such an urge and big?
Well, you know, I had a...
Young in the war and have kids.
Was alive. Everybody was in the war that was alive. You felt that this was going to have to be quick. And nowadays, even the kids that are going to be called in.
But I can't see the purpose of
having so many.
Yeah, I mean,
populating the world, right?
Many people feel like
everything was starting to build up at that time, 40, 50 years ago,
That's
and now it isn't. Now they only have to change it so it doesn't stay reactionary, but they have to stay liberal.
That's why I think.
Socialist land. The kids grew up and they... And they read that there is a capitalist world outside of them, or even their own trials and tribulations that they have gone through, or their parents have gone through.
After all,
and it's a terrific readjustment. Yeah. And there is no... I explain it very simply, the racketeering in the unions. And here they are, now there's a new crop, and they begin to kick, and eventually the rank and file is going to boot them out somehow.
Well, I read, even in organizations, in capitalistic organizations, in big industrial organizations.
Excuse me, I have to pick up my shoes.
So things like that, it gets so big that if they don't go to that stage, that
not much cooler here.
Take more than
much cooler here now.
Unless they have people that are on the alert to it and watch it. Now that's the same thing with the units, they're getting so big.
Definitely.
And the people don't take too much interest, so it happens.
We have the same trouble whenever we... in my industry, it's a closed shop. The boss has practically nothing to say in his own shop. Let's say from the point of view of the system that we live under, it's a terrific thing, you know. After all, I have all my investment, and here I can't say a thing in the shop. But here it is. Yet we are confronted with organizational problems. We come into a shop, the people are with us, the boss comes out and shows us a sweetheart contract. And you can't fight, you know, what can you do? You can't put up a sign that he's unfair to labor because he claims it's a union shop. Yet the jurisdiction of the union that signed up the shop has nothing to do with the industry at all. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Yet
the conditions are undercutting the conditions of our industry. Because the people in the shop don't get any conditions whatsoever. Nothing. Meetings are not called. There is no chairman in the shop. They don't see any business representative. Only comes contract time. The business agent is there.
In your union, you're talking.
No, not my union. I say in my union, we are confronted with that problem too. We're racketeering local, the paper local unions, what we call them. It's a local on paper, you know. Mm-hmm. And the people can't do much unless you have a vigorous group. Does not necessarily have to be a big group, but an energetic group that will continue and push in the right direction. You see, not only the local, we have 7 locals in Greater New York. Then we have a couple of locals right across the Hudson, which is New Jersey. Mm-hmm. But the pattern is set by the city of New York. Mm-hmm. So we have 2 locals have practically a third of the membership of our international, my local and the sister local of 76B.
It's recording.
Of course it's recording. So what?
Nothing.
So what's wrong?
I'm recording his story.
I mean, what, this all the time?
No, not all the time.
Just thinking about it, I guess.
That's a good thing. Excuse me.
So the industry or the international grew out from the struggles that have developed in New York, like the needle trades also. I mean, the light industry generally throughout the country sprung from the East. And so there is a potential of a progressive group, even though they're old members and some of them are real old and participated in battles and helped build this local and the industry. And even to this day, in the worst years, in the 50s, in the early 50s, 50 and 51, when we had struggles, I had to take the floor, and I had a bodyguard of 50 people, and I wasn't sure even then that I'll get out from there without any injury. And yet these same people now come and put their arms around me. Not that they started believing what I believe, or not that they have disassociated themselves from their churches and their animosities that they had, also not due to their own feelings, but from their parents and from their old country habits, and also not being acquainted with the Jewish culture. You see, there's a typical division in my particular local, 50-50.
Is this a 50-50?
It's a 50-50, practically. It dwindles. Sometimes the Italians have the majority, and sometimes the Jews have the majority. But we have come to sort of a status quo, you know, some sort of an understanding. If you give money, we give to both. For instance, if you give to Israel, so we give the same amount we have to give to the Italians. But even there,
that's
you find
right.
a little friction, which
that's
is good.
Okay.
Of course
that's
it's good.
Perfectly all right.
Sure it's good. But there is a, it's a mechanical approach. It's not an approach that the Italians understand why do we have to do it. In case myself. And what am I going to say? I meet the international president. He talks to me and we go for coffee.
He calls you for coffee? And
oh yes, of course he calls me for coffee. And he even argues with me. And I even get money from him. For
yes,
the
movement.
But nobody knows and I don't want anybody to know.
To
period.
An intelligent
but that
meeting,
is not,
you know.
That is not the point. The point is that there is a local union that has gone through all the struggles, and no matter, even if the progressive movement puts out a program that they totally disagree, but they have been in the movement from childhood. Some of them came here with cards from the Bund, from old country, and they are old people. And especially, I was telling Mary, though, we had a trade union conference after that thing broke about the Soviet Union. And we have an old guy, Schneiderman, who's a man who, oh, he must be 72, 73 years old. And he was known, he works in a shop of 1,200 people at the Crawfords and the Amalgamated. Everybody knew him as a Red. And when this thing hit, he was going through misery. He couldn't stay home, he couldn't stay in the street, he couldn't find place. That guy, Lena, you would have seen him talk. You saw a baby crying. And nobody could give him any ready-made answer. It's not there. You have to absorb the pain and think.
I think so.
And think out something constructive, and it might not be it too. It might not just hit the same thing. And so you have all these people. During the worst times, we used to sit and read the daily worker and put daily workers on the seats and nobody could throw us out.
Not now. You can't do this now.
Oh, yes. Now I say during the worst time.
During the height of the McCarthys.
We did it. Mm-hmm. We did things in our local union industry. Well, as a matter of fact, everybody held up our industry as an example that if you have a determined group and if you want to fight, that you can fight issues. But, again,
there's a will, there's a way.
Of course, there is a will, there's a way.
Listen, Esther, you should call her. Did you call her since you've been here?
No, I called her this morning.
Oh, I know, but I guess she's not, excuse me for interrupting.
It's okay, perfect.
She said when I'm through and I want to go there, I should call her up so they'll call for me.
Oh, okay. Esther.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know when you spoke to me, I didn't know where she was. I called her Esther, I thought maybe she was there. So.
Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Perfectly all right. So, well, here I am. I am blacklisted. And, as a matter of fact, I don't mind it. I mean, economically, I don't mind it. What hurts me is I'm disassociated from a shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you find this predicament. I'm not a union officer. I am a representative of the local union to the city CIO council.
Mm-hmm.
And people call up. I am on the troubleshooting committee, which is the equivalent of a grievance committee.
That's the name of that committee,
yeah,
troubleshooting.
Troubleshooting committee. And people refuse to have an officer to come in and settle their
grievances,
and they request me to come up, and I have no right, according to the Constitution. I'm not an officer. I can't come in and represent something which I'm not. Yet the union is helpless in this respect because they just don't recognize anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm called in, they have to pay me $28 a day, and it hurts them. Not because they have to give me the money.
Goddamn.
But it hurts them. Here is a rat, and then the people don't repudiate him.
I haven't called the boss when he comes, will you?
Now it's a feather in my cap, and not only my cap, but it's a feather in the cap of the progressives. We love it.
Well, may I ask you a question? How does it go in the union? Now I see I'm so lumped in the union. In Europe, in Cobrin, it was the first shop where I worked. We went out on strike.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't know from the committees that they get paid anything for it. Everybody works for nothing. Well, how's here? Any committee gets paid?
No committees get paid. But for instance, if I'm called to go into a shop, well, I can't go in at night. I must go during the day. So I'm losing time.
Or you mean if you're taking the regular work day off?
Well, that's the only time you can go and settle a grievance.
They're supposed to pay you.
That's right.
For the time that you're out of your own private work.
Yeah. And my argument is exactly so. I mean, I couldn't defend my act, but I blamed it on them. Because here we have an influx of young people who come into the union. And, of course, we are glad that they have good conditions. But why shouldn't the youngsters know how these conditions were obtained? Lack of education. And I told them, and many, not only me, but on behalf of my protections, you can't blame me. You can only blame that you did not want to establish an educational committee, sieve out young people, let's say not all of them can do it, but you certainly can, on the basis of paying them a per diem or giving something that will make attractive to the youngsters to come and learn what the union is, how these things were obtained. If you would have done that, we would have not been confronted with this situation. But at the other end, they calculate from their point of view as office seekers, and can't blame them. They have a nice little job and. No worry, slack or busy or layoff or something like that. So they also realize that if new blood begins to come in, new problems, and everybody, there's something else in our local or in our industry. Debates galore. There is no limitation. They can't do it. They can't shut them up.
I'd like to ask you something. Like when they started the unions, when they have to pay dues, that expense was mainly based on organizing the other shops.
That's
and
right.
When they went out to strike, they had to pay them strike benefits. So, well, I understand that the Jews now have maybe three times as much as they were years ago.
Sure.
And they don't have that kind of expense.
No.
But besides that, the officers get the big money. Mm-hmm. Where does all that expense go to? Does it go into the benefits for the worker? Do they have like...
well, we have, for instance, and yeah.
Name.
What's the difference? Now he used to be a member of the party.
He used to be a member of the party.
And not only he.
Not anymore. Of course, I read in the Guardian he's a good left winger.
No, he's not.
Progressive.
Yeah, he's not even progressive. I mean, he's a job seeker. Now, why shouldn't
he?
Anyway,
he's not such a pickup the rest of it.
Well, no, he can't afford. You see, in our union, now, he gets $150 a week.